you.
And then the ego blows up because, you know, what do you mean, not me? Well, the Course says we need to resign as our own teacher. It says what we would, which we would surely do if we honestly looked at the result of what we tried to do on our own. Yeah, right. If you're a person and you've had relationships, and I'm not just talking about romantic relationships now. I'm talking about relationships with anything. That can be your money situation, that can be your body, that can be your friends, that can be your relatives, that can be yourself, that can be your car, that can be God, that can be your house, that can be your plumbing, that can be anything you have a relationship with. This is what this book is about, healing our perception of all relationships. Many times people think, well, I don't have a romantic relationship, so what this is talking about is not relevant to me. And that's not true at all. You have relationships. You couldn't exist without a relationship. If it's just a checkout person, you have a relationship for that few seconds. And I want all my relationships to be freeing, safe, loving, and supportive. That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm telling you how bad I want it. I want it so bad, I'm actually trying to be it myself. I know it's a radical concept. I know I need y'all's support on this. I know it's radical. I'm actually not waiting for people to be that way with me. I'm going to be that way with people. And then see who shows up. See who's attracted to a sane man. So far, not a whole lot, but I'm holding faith. I'm gonna stay on course. Sanity isn't very popular in the fearful world.
No,
it's really not. People are much more attracted to drama than they are to a peaceful person. It's amazing to watch. I do it too. So. Then it says, yet in the holy instant, in the healing instant, you unite directly with God. Is God love? Is God love?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so in the healing instant, you unite directly with love. And all your brothers join in Christ. Now, of course, describes the Christ as simply your real self, the self we all share, the extension of the love that created us. It's not the traditional perception of Christ. Love created love. We are the love that love created. So we are the son or the mind of God. When the Course says son, it's not talking about a man. It's not using sexual terminology the way we do. So I want to acknowledge people who go beyond the masculine terminology in 2006. That's very powerful because we're at a time now where we're pretty much, you don't really deal a lot with that anymore. So that's great that you're willing to go beyond the terminology to the content. Yay. And so what I try to do is take that and then give it like a modern language version by sharing the definitions that the Course itself gives as opposed to the ones I make up. I'll let you know when I'm making up one. Okay. 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 Christ is nothing but the self we all share. It's the extension of the love that created us. So another way of saying this would be, in the healing instance, you unite directly with the Creator, which is love, right? God, and all your brothers. And the Course says a brother is nothing but a mind that's joined with yours. It's not a male body. It's not a female body. It's nothing but a mind or a spirit that's joined with yours. So you are minds that are joined with my mind. You are spirit that's connected to me. So the Course says, now one of the reasons why it's written this way, it's purposely written this way so that it cannot be spared read. It's purposely written the way it's written, and that iambic pentameter, that whole thing, all of that. It's just so it won't be another book that we go, zip, 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 bookcase. Right? Then we get it because we all know how to read. Bookcase. You try to do it the Course, you know you can't. You go, your mind will fry. You can't do it. You can't do it. You have to stop for a minute and go, what the hell did I just read? To anybody that's read it, know that statement. Right? Mm-hmm. Those of you who are studying it, you know you go, I just read a whole paragraph. and I don't know what I just read, and I'm a reasonably intelligent person. That's purposely that way. So you have to stop and go, let's say it again. In the holy instant, what, the healing instant, you unite directly with God. And all your brothers, minds that are joined with you, join in Christ, the self we all share. So in love, we join with the self we all share. Those who are joined in Christ, let's say, the self we all share, are no, in no way separate. Now, what does that mean? The Course says separate means different. So every time you hear the word separate, just substitute different, and it'll give you a different slant. If when I say I'm separate from you, I'm saying I'm different from you. So if we are really joined in the self we share, we're in no way different. In other words, all of us share in the love. All of us have equal access to the love. All of us have equal access to the guidance. The only difference between us is our perception. And it's pretty convincing. I mean, it looks like, you know, I'm a black dude. For those of you who are not in denial, you know I look like a black dude. Because people tell me they never noticed. And I go, are you blind? What you mean you never noticed? I don't have a problem with being black. That's cool. You can say I'm a black person. That's great. It's the role I chose in this life to learn the spiritual lessons I needed to learn. It was my choice. I went to the body store with my spiritual teacher, and we picked out my next body to come into this experience to learn how to love more. And I chose to be a hell of a dancer this time around. And really got a lot of spiritual truth. You know, there were some other little things about it I didn't realize, but we won't talk about other little knickknacks about being born in the South in a black body. But that's all right. That's all right. That was my choice. So do you get it? If you went to the body store and you chose to be a woman, then you did that because you probably wanted to learn some lessons through being a woman. Now, the way that the Course, now love doesn't have a sex. So if you're truly in the love, it's not a man gotta love a woman gotta love a woman, or a man's gotta love a man. All of that's ego. All that's ego. Heterosexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality, bestiality, it's all ego. Because love does not choose one form over another. Now, that doesn't make you guilty if you're in any of those games or any of those roles, but it's not love. But you can learn how to experience love through any type of relationship you've chosen. Is that cool? So that means if you're playing the game of gay, playing the game of straight, playing the game of bi, playing the game of none of it, you've learned it all. No matter what game you're playing, love can come through that game. The ego attacks people for the game they're playing. The ego judges the game we're all playing, right? So the conservative judges the liberal game. The liberal judges the conservative game. The traditional game judges, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's all games. It's all games. It's all games, and it's all stories, right? It's all games. It's all stories. You tell me your story, I tell you my story. Whoever got the saddest story wins.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? I tell you my game, you tell you your game. Then I envy other people their game because I chose a game that looked like it was a little bit more challenging than the game that they chose. I could have chosen an easy game. I could have just as easily chose the game of being born into something I thought was really, really easy. I could have chosen to be born into the game where I had all my limbs instead of being born one leg if that was the case. So I could have chose the game where I was not born blind. I could have chose the game. Every soul chooses the game that they're playing when they come here. But you have to forget you chose the game in order to take the game seriously. Mm-hmm. So therefore you go into the sleep of forgetfulness when you come here and you really now think you are the woman, the man, the separate person, the straight person, the gay person, the bad person. Because now, when you start to wake up, all that means is, oh, I'm ready to wake up to the awareness that I chose the game. You still will be in the body. I'm not going to change my color just because I'm studying the Course. What's going to happen is I'm going to learn all of the cool reasons I chose it in the first place and start allowing myself to have the blessings that being this way would give me to join with everybody. So when you wake up, you still look like you're in the body. The difference is what you'll be using it for, how you will be using it, and that you won't be using it to hurt yourself and others anymore through it. And you love it. And you love it. You enjoy it. You enjoy your physical body. You enjoy your physical circumstances. You enjoy your one-on-one relationships. If you're monogamous, you just love it. If you're polyamorous, you just love it. And if you're none of it, you just love it. You just love the game. You love your game. Because now you know what your game is for. Then you love your game, watch your game become a happy game, and then you're open.